We ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and our understanding that God's kingdom may begin to grow in us. That the kingdom of the living God, the Word of God, may become real to us. That we may truly begin to evangelize the world. To the glory of God our Father, in Jesus' holy name we pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
All right. One of the things that the very key to all that you'll ever learn is the word love. L-O-V-E. And that word that's used 319 times in the New Testament is agape. A-G-A-P-E. And so the basis of all that you learn is that word. Simply because God said that the only way you will know my disciples, the only way you will know my church is by their what? By their love. By their willingness to suffer without retaliating. Folks, if you can get that and begin to make that the source of all that you learn. Let that be the key. Let that be the source of all that you learn from Scripture. Then when you begin to read Scripture and meditate in Scripture and pray Scripture and live Scripture, Scripture will come alive to you. I don't care where you go. You can go in the Old Testament. It'll jump alive to you. You'll be able to see their era, the people's era. You'll be able to see the era in the New Testament of the people that have missed God. You'll begin to see the era of the church today in the area where people have missed God. But see, now that you and I have and understand that agape, that the cross is the beginning of salvation. You've got to be willing to suffer without striking back, or you'll never know God that gave His life for you. That's the key. Jesus said, deny yourself. Right away, when you deny yourself, you're going to begin to suffer. Deny yourself, pick up the cross. When you pick up the cross, somebody's going to nail you to it. Our problem is we don't want to be nailed. We don't want to humble ourselves. We don't want to submit ourselves. We don't want obedience. We just don't want that. We'd much rather have something else. We'd much rather place our faith on some vague imagination as to who God is than to put our faith in God and allow it to affect human beings. My faith must infect the world. It's not going to infect God. God is love. It's going to affect those that are around me. So love must be the source of power, energy, zeal, enthusiasm, revelation, excitement, unity that we use as we go about our missionary work in the world. And folks, I don't care where you're at. It's a missionary field. I don't care what parish you're in, it's still missionary. I don't care what country you're in, it's missionary. And the missionary work begins within yourself. And in Galatians 5:6, the reason that I'm giving it to you like this, because what we're going to be covering this week and next week, what David Stewart will come in here and cover, is he'll talk about love. He'll talk about sacrifice. He'll talk about commitment. He'll talk about submission and obedience. He'll talk about those things. So what I want to do today when I'm with you today, as I'm here with you today, I want to lay the groundwork for all that you'll learn for the rest of your life. And it's going to be right in this first hour. Is the basis of everything that you learn must produce love. It must produce love. Let's all say that. It must produce love. Everything that we learn must produce love. Say that. Everything that we learn, it must produce it. Now listen. In Galatians 5:6, this is your first scripture. This is a very important scripture. This is a key scripture. This is revelation scripture. This is an exciting scripture. This is an exciting revelation from God. Galatians 5:6. Somebody read it to me. Okay, so whether you're circumcised, whether you're Catholic, whether you're a Baptist, whether you're a Methodist, whether what you are, really doesn't have any significance. Whether you're black, white, yellow, brown, red-headed, green-headed, purple-headed, straight-headed, crooked-headed, fat, short, tall, skinny, that doesn't have anything to do with it. And that's exactly what Paul is saying to the church at Galatia. Circumcised, uncircumcised, doesn't have anything to do with it. It's faith that manifests, that produces love. If you have faith in God, if you have submitted to God, then your submission and obedience to God will produce love for your brother. Willing to suffer without retaliating. That's what it'll produce. It won't produce anything else. So in that, you can submit yourself to anyone. I don't care who they are. Folks, this is absolutely important in your heart to know that once you have discovered the wisdom in love, that as you begin to walk with God in faith, the product, the signs and wonders that will follow you is love. Do I need to say that again? As we walk in God, our faith in God, the signs and the wonders that will be produced from me will come through love. Agape. My willingness to suffer without striking back. That's the great miracle of God. That is the revelation of God that because He has overcome death for us, we have overcome death in Him. I can suffer without retaliating. Folks, if that's got to be the source of everything that you learn, or we'll miss God. The decision for you to walk with God must come from that knowledge right there. What matters is faith that produces love. My faith in God will produce love. Won't produce anything else. The church is not known by its ability to pray in tongues. That's not the way you know the church. Now, I'm not discounting tongues because I use them, but that's not the way you know the church. You do not recognize the church by the way it preaches. The devil can preach. You do not recognize the church by miracles. That's not the way you recognize the church. You do not recognize the church through the charisms of the Holy Spirit. You recognize the church through the love of the Holy Spirit. Now, if we're walking in this love, we will involve ourselves in the charisms. But the charisms will be operated in love. Amen. They will. You'll never be rude. Listen, folks, this is big stuff. You'll never be rude. Galatians 5:6. What matters is faith that manifests its power felt through love. And in 1 Corinthians 13:4, it tells us what love is. It identifies the evidence of a person walking in the Spirit that's willing to walk in faith. If we're walking in faith in God, we are patient. Patient. Now, let's just look at the word patient a minute. What does that word mean to you? Does it mean that I can just about, well, just about, doesn't it mean that I can put up with anything? Isn't that what patience is? Isn't that willing to suffer without retaliating? Folks, what the word will do, it'll make you comfortable wherever you are. Whatever you're doing, the word of God will comfort you within. Not out here, but within. I don't care what your job is. You can be patient. Eastern Airline pilots weren't patient worthy. The mechanics that struck, they weren't patient worthy. And they demanded and demanded, and what did they do? They destroyed a convenience for the whole world. They just destroyed a convenience because of impatience, greed, selfishness. You can see the fruits of Satan at work. It always destroys, it never builds, and it'll always attack and a kill it will never forgive. Can always see it. Love is the key to God because God is love, and if you have faith in God, it will produce love. Love is willing to suffer without retaliation. Let's all say that.
Love is willing to suffer without retaliation.
Say it. Now, you see, this is what you got to reprogram your stinking think box with. This is the trash that we've got in our mind that's been put there from the very beginning of our birth. We've got to replace it with the wisdom and the knowledge of God. And you will have to do it over and over and over and over and over and over and meditate in it and do it over and over. And after a while, you'll begin to get good at it. You practice it and practice it and practice. Why do you think Magic Johnson is so good at basketball? The rascal has been playing it since he was knee-high to a grasshopper. He's good at it. One of the best. Why? Because he practiced, he practiced, he practiced, he practiced, and after a while he got good at it. This is the way we practice God. I'm practicing my faith. You've heard Catholics say, I'm going to practice my faith. This is the way you practice faith. By the manifestation of the love that you have for your neighbor, for the world, for people. I don't care who they are. I don't care what they're doing. Galatians 5:6. Folks, for 13 years, this scripture has gone over and 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 over in my mind. And the day that I discovered it, it took me 7 years to find it. The day I found it, I just rejoiced because it tied love, it tied my faith together. It finally gave me something that I'd been searching for 7 years. I'd been looking and searching and hunting, wanting to know what faith was. I'd heard the Cadillac faith, name it and claim it faith. I got faith in God and all this kind of faith. And I saw people that had faith over here that hated these people that had faith. And these people that had faith wouldn't have nothing to do with these people that had faith. And I said, dear God, there's got to be something wrong with that kind of faith. Teach me what faith is. And I found it in Galatians 5:6. What matters? Not whether you're circumcised or not circumcised, whether you're Catholic or not Catholic, whether you're Baptist or not Baptist, whether you're white or not white, it's whether you have faith in God that produces love. That's the thing that counts. That's the key. That's the source of power that will motivate in you an excitement that'll keep your motor running when everybody else is falling down. That's the fuel that you pour in your tank daily. That's the excitement of evangelization. I have to evangelize myself first, and that's what I evangelize myself with. That's the fuel that I drink that keeps me going. And I get a lot of opportunities to practice. But it's not nearly as hard as it was when I first started. Not nearly as hard. In fact, today when I go out, I look for the cross. I look to get shot at, screamed at, ridiculed, put down, because in it I can rejoice. I say, glory to God, the old devil's still there working on me. Hallelujah, glory be to the Lamb that set me free. People stealing from you, running all kind of things at you, and you can just handle it. You just walk in it. It just doesn't bother you. Just do, 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 do. See, y'all have already learned. Now, what you've already got in the very beginning of this class is all you'll learn for the rest of the 2 weeks. This is a principle of God that must operate in our hearts. And with that as a root, that is the basis, that is your faith. There's nothing you can't learn about God. There's just nothing you can't do. Listen to this little technique. Remember, techniques are good, but they can never replace the gentle action of the Holy Spirit. Listen to this. Christians never react. They always act. I do not react to situations. I act in love. For everything that comes at me calls for either an action or a reaction. When you react, you condemn. You judge. You accuse. You slander. You curse. But when you act, and you act on the Word of God, you'll bless, you'll pray for, you'll forgive, you'll suffer without retaliation. That's the action. What matters is not whether you're circumcised or not, black or white, Russian or American, Catholic or Baptist, what matters, do you have love in your heart? Is the faith that you have producing a willingness to suffer without retaliation? That's what it must produce. And with just what you've received right there, you can walk the rest of your life. Now, as you know this, God has promised us revelation forever and ever and ever and ever. He said for His good pleasure, He'll be revealing Himself forever. And there's nothing like walking in this love and allowing the revelation of God to come through that keeps you excited. See, there can be no revelation of God unless you're operating in His Word, which requires faith. And that faith must produce love, so it's got to be love your enemy and do good to those that hate you. When you walk in that, then God can reveal Himself to you. That's the thing that keeps you excited. That's the regeneration. That's the forever. That's the joy. That's the enthusiasm. Your mind, not your subconscious, but your conscious mind, will constantly challenge you not to do that. That's the battle. Your battle will never be anywhere but right here. Your battle will never be with your boss, your husband, your wife, your friends. Your battle will always be right here. And you have the ability through the little bloody lamb, the sacrifice, the glory of God, the resurrected Jesus, we have the power of the Holy Spirit to take that mind and say, no, I'm not going to operate over there. I'm going to operate over here. This is what separates us from dogs. animals, wild beasts, is we have the power to say, I'm not going to walk over here in the presence of the world, the power of the Satan. I'm going to walk over here in the power of God. I choose, because God has paid the price for my sin. He has redeemed me and made me the very righteousness of God, restored me to a right relationship to God the Father. Because He's done this, I choose Jesus. I choose the Holy Spirit. I choose the Word. Galatians 5:6. I'm going to really pound this on you today. Faith that makes its power felt through love. Another scripture for you. Romans 10:17. Now we know what faith produces. Faith produces what?
Love.
Come on, say it again.
Love.
It can't produce anything else, can it? It won't produce. Listen, if God is a God of love, then faith will produce love. That's all it'll produce. And that's what matters. That's what counts, is the faith that'll produce love. In Romans 10:17, it says faith comes from hearing, and hearing comes from the Word. Faith comes from the Word of God. Jesus Christ brought into this world faith. He brought the Word. The Word became flesh. That Word must become my flesh. The faith that God brought into the world, I must receive that faith from His Word, act in faith on His Word, and as I act on His Word in faith, the fruits, the miracles, the glory of God, the signs and wonders that will come behind me is healing of the hearts, of the minds, healings of relationships, healings of husband and wife, healing of communities, healings of nations, healing of the whole world. My world. Faith comes from what we hear, and what we hear must come from the Word of God. We believe, and we're going to get into this next week, the Nicene Creed. I can tell all of you today that the Nicene Creed is the most single, effective, strongest tool of evangelization that's ever been given to us. We believe that Jesus Christ is true God from true God, that the revelation of God was given in the person of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the Word of God established and given life on this earth, that His flesh produced to us the living God, the Word. And it's in living this Word by faith, because the only way you can, folks, the only way you can approach what we're going to get into and what we've already gotten into is to believe that Jesus Christ is God and that you're on your way to heaven. You're checking out of this life. We're only here for a short period of time. And what we're going to do is commit all that we've got into the workings of Almighty God. We're going to commit it all into the Word, into this flesh. Let the Word transform this flesh, that this flesh can become an instrument of mercy and grace. Joy and happiness, excitement and fulfillment. Faith comes by hearing, goes right in here, and when you poke those words in here, it goes into your subconscious, and it is produced in your conscious. And Jesus said, from the abundance of your heart, from your subconscious, your mouth will speak. I do not have to stand here and think in my conscious of what I'm going to say, because my subconscious is controlling it. I do not speak from my conscious understanding. I would have to take notes and memorize to do that. I would have to work strictly off of my conscience. But the Holy Spirit of God, because I've been packing hearing into these ears, the words of God into these ears, it goes into my subconscious, this overwhelming, constantly meditating, day and night, day after day. That's the reason you can't never stop doing this, folks. You got, if you get into it, you're committed. It's not something that you do 45 minutes on Sunday. It's something that you do daily, 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 week after week, after month, after year, till this flesh checks out of here. I got to do this every day or I lose it. I got to hear every day. My subconscious has got to be packed and filled, the renewing of my mind, so that when I stand up to speak, I can disengage this conscious mind. It disengages, and out of my subconscious, out of my heart, out of my spirit, God can just speak for hours and hours and hours. You know, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, I think I spoke about 15 hours. And people say, how in the world do you do it? I said, I just get up and open my mouth. And because I've done nothing but pack the Word of God in there, pack it in, 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 read it, meditate on it, pray it, speak it out, speak it out, speak it out. I said, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to say. The Holy Spirit knows what I'm going to say. And it said, it'll bring back to my remembrance of all the things that is recorded in there, in my subconscious, in my spirit man. It's all been recorded. The Word of God. Faith comes from hearing. Hearing comes from the Word. Folks, I have used that scripture 50,000 times, over and over and over. After a while, you begin to understand it. It'll all begin to tie together. It's like a big computer. Once you start throwing the pieces in there, then the Holy Spirit can start putting it together for you. But you've got to be willing to program the computer. If you don't, nothing can come out. If you're not willing to live this, it can't come out. And whatever you put in here is going to come out. So if you're working strictly off the mind, off your ability, you'll burn out. But if you're operating off the Spirit of God, off the subconscious, off the words that live within, you will burn forever and ever and ever. Amen. Isn't this good stuff? Aren't you glad we got a small class? I am. Boy, I like just... Folks, when you get so... Huh? Amen. I mean, right down in your face.
That's the shorty crowd.
Isn't this good?
It's better.
You know what? I've never preached it like this before. I'll tell you, Lenny back there said he's hearing this message. He's heard it many times, but he's never heard it come like this before. And God tied all this together into me this weekend. He just totally twisted around and tied it in a way that I'd never seen it before. And that's the ministry of God. Charlie Osborne can't do that. All of a sudden, little lights begin to go off. In that wonderful, whatever and ever how God did it, when you just keep putting this stuff in, and you keep putting it in and putting it in, and you're speaking it out, then God can rearrange it all if you're looking for the truth. If you're not looking for the truth, He can never rearrange it for you. It'll always be jumbled. It'll always be like a harum scarum. It'll always be anxious, and it'll always be critical. Never can it be tied together. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the Word. What matters is faith that produces love. The love that we're talking about is agape. Agape love is willing to suffer without retaliating. Now listen to this. In Hebrews 11:6, that's another great scripture. You need to know that one. I've said it over and over for thousands and thousands of times. Now it is impossible to please God without faith. What does faith produce? Come on, y'all ought to be right on this thing, folks. I want to hear it. See, you got to hear it. You know it, but you got to hear it. You got to speak it out. I want you to begin to speak it out so you can hear it, because it's in you hearing it coming out of you that you program your computer. You transform your mind. It comes by hearing. That's the way you program your computer, hearing. And the way you program it and the way you hear is by speaking it out of your mouth. You speak it out. So now it is impossible to please God without faith. Faith produces what?
Love.
Faith produces what?
Love.
Love is... Well, maybe I jumped a little bit too quick there. I haven't quite got off into that and instructed that yet. So now it's impossible to please God without faith. We know that faith produces love. Love is agape, A-G-A-P-E, which is willing to suffer without retaliating. You see how that ties together? When you love your enemy, you'll suffer without retaliating. Listen to this for husbands and wives, for better or for worse, for sickness as in health, for richer or for poor, suffering without retaliation. And folks, if you're not willing to do that, you can't know God. It won't work. I don't care how hard you try.